This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And as promised, we did say we'll be speaking to Professor Lawrence Van Staden, who is the administrator at MUT. Now, Professor Lawrence Van Staden, MUT who is the administrator at MUT, has remained true to his commitment that he would engage key university stakeholders. Indeed, the administrator, together with his technical team, have scheduled a stakeholder summit. We have on the line Professor Van Staden, who will be giving us a bit of the details of the upcoming summit. Professor, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us this morning on MUT Radio.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us, Prof.
Yeah, no, that's a pleasure to me.
Yes. Now, Prof, can you please now share with the MUT Radio listeners who comprises of staff, students, and greater community a bit more about the upcoming stakeholder summit that you will be hosting?
Yeah. From my side, the university is currently under administration. There's our particular terms of reference, which the Minister of Higher Education and Training allocated to the administrator. But the main aim of the intervention is to ensure that the university will be placed back, with good governance practices, etc., to serve, the people of South Africa. So the summit that we are planning for Monday and Tuesday, it's an ongoing engagement with key university stakeholders, to canvass their views and perspectives on the conditions that led to the appointment of the administrator. So this is an exercise which actually is based on principles like transparency, ownership, and then when you do those things, then you have legitimacy in taking the university forward. There's no point for the administrator to sit behind closed doors with his technical team and find solutions for MUT.
Mm. Now, Prof, who are the attendees that you have identified or invited to the summit, and why this group specifically?
Well, let me just say, Before the summit, when we conceptualized the summit, the administrator and his technical team had numerous engagements with the various stakeholders, the key stakeholders of the university, just out of uniform, informally, to start to build a relationship. So when you currently look at the entire summit and the invitees, you will see it comprises, as far as possible, all the various key stakeholders, like your organized labor, your students, convocation, IF. So it's basically covering all the key stakeholders, So, that is the point. It should be all-inclusive so that we spend 2 days in a safe space where people can have a rigorous debate and reflection, and all with the best interest of putting MUT where it belongs as a university that serves the people of not only Umlazi and KwaZulu-Natal, but the nation.
Mm. And what is the main goal of the summit? Because you said it's a 2-day summit.
Yes. The program is available. It spans 2 days. But the main purpose of the summit is to canvass to a wide range of stakeholders perspectives and findings, and the experiences are there from all the stakeholders, so that we ultimately develop a 5-year plan, a development plan, to address the problems and challenges identified by the various assessors and CHE reports. So it is just to write a 5-year plan, because in the terms of reference of the administrator has been tasked by government to develop a 5-year development plan and start to implement it, that will address the range of problems and challenges, like I've said, in the various independent assessor reports, etc. So it's to put a 5-year development plan in place, not a plan of the administrator, but a plan of the people, key stakeholders of MUT.
And Prof, maybe one might want to know if there are any rules of engagement at this summit. Can you please share this with the listeners?
Can you just repeat this? I can't hear you well.
Okay, Prof. I was saying maybe one might know or might want to know if there are any rules of engagement at the summit. Can you please share with the listeners?
Yeah, there will be rules, but the rules will be basically, in a nutshell, to give to create a safe space, like I said, where people, stakeholders, can make presentations in the presence of other key stakeholders. That's very important, the transparency. And we will apply the normal rules of engagement. We need to respect other stakeholders. We need to give them an opportunity to freely reflect on the situation of the university. It will be a typical academic space where people can express and articulate what they their experiences, but more important is to make proposals. But it's about respect. There will be no limitations in terms of presentations. What we want is honest, candid presentations, because we are doing this to actually find the best solutions. And the administrator and his technical team, we do not necessarily have all the solutions. It should come from the key stakeholders that experienced over a long time, the challenges at the university.
Thank you, Prof, for that. And is this the first and last, or like the first of many engagements with different university stakeholders?
Yeah, we had already, like I said, engagements with the key stakeholders between, let's say, organized labor and administrator and technicals. So this will be a 2-day summit, but it's not the end, because one very important input in the 5-year development plan is the CHE, the Council on Higher Education's Institutional Audit. That has to do with the academic project, academic activities of the university. So once we have that report, because it's not available yet, we will again then organize a summit where we can reflect on the academic project. We will get the findings of the Council on Higher Education, their report that we need to factor in.
And what can MUT stakeholders expect from the administrator and your technical team after the summit?
Well, after the summit, we will put together the 5-year development plan. And like any other plan, development plan, we will again give stakeholders an opportunity to reflect and give some further inputs into what we've put together as a development plan. So it will be an ongoing process of with transparency, like I said, because if you have this transparency and stakeholders give their input, you've got, very importantly, ownership, and then it gives it some legitimacy that the document, the plan, belong to the people, the stakeholders of MUT. It can't be the plan of the administrator in his office.
Yeah,
it must belong to the people, the key stakeholders, with the main aim to for our children in Umlazi, Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, and the country. We are doing all this for our children and their future. It's not for us. Mm. That's an important point.
Yes, Prof. And, you know, throughout this interview, we're speaking about the administrator, MUT administrator, and his technical team. And we all know that the administrator is now Prof. Van Stadion. But who is the actual technical team that we're speaking about?
All right. The technical team is a team, its members that that I identified with certain key competencies, experience proven, which I've recommended to Dr. Blayton Zamande, because he ultimately had to approve my team. So this was the process. So it's we are a very small team because we are currently engaging the university and management to do our work. The team members is comprising of, first of all, Mrs. Moretle Mokwele.
Yeah.
She's one of, and their CVs are available, Moretle Mokwele. She is also the coordinator of the administrator. Then there's Mr. Paul Slack. His focus is a lot on the forensic audit, the finances. He has a long, good track record. He's a chartered accountant, you know. Yeah. And then the third member in the technical team is Dr. Daya Naidu. And he's a generalist in universities, higher education. All the people that I've mentioned have a long history and a success, a track record working at universities. That is why the minister also approved them. It's not about getting a technical team that are the buddies of the administrator. No, They have national reputation, and like I said, the minister approved their appointments. He is familiar with their CVs, and in fact, he knows some of them. Some of them did work in the past for our minister.
Before I let you go, Prof, can you please just remind the listeners, or when is the summit taking place?
Oh, it is Monday and Tuesday, this coming Monday, the 11th. It's the 11th and the 12th. We have it there in Durban.
All right. No, thank you so much.
Off campus. Because we also create a space where we will sleep over at the same place, so that we can, after hours, also socialize and engaging one another, you know, at that level. For me, that is important, that we find space to engage outside the formal sessions in summit, so that we start to know what, learn about one another.
All right. No, thank you so much, Prof. Maybe something that I might not have asked that you wanted to share with the listeners just before I let you go.
Yeah, the main thing from my side is I would like all the people that care for MUT to support us. It's important that we we all support this project because this project is not about the administrator or the vice chancellor of the university or the DG of higher education or even the minister or the president. This whole exercise, I want honesty, dedication, passion, and to make true inputs so that we put this university on a platform where it belongs so that it can serve our children, not the students that are currently there only, but these young ones roaming the streets there in Umlazi, elsewhere. Mm. The only future they have, and Madiba was a firm believer of that, everything is in education. So I want people to embrace this opportunity and rigorous debate, reflection, and we're looking forward to get valuable contributions from all people who love MUT. And I'm not speaking about MUT. I'm part of MUT. MUT, I'm proud of MUT. So let's embrace this university and put it on a very, very prominent platform to serve South Africa and the globe.
Thank you so much, Prof. We really appreciate your time with us here. Thank you so much, Prof.
Okay, thank you, Awetu. I want to conclude with, if you don't mind,
yes.
I know my time is up.
No, don't
worry. My spirit is always Umuntu, Ngumuntu,
Ngabantu. Definitely, Prof.
Ambagahle Ubuti.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.